Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, February 25th, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching the sermon entitled Lament. Our Old Testament reading today is from Psalm 13. Our New Testament lesson is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 27.
Our Old Testament lesson is a psalm of lament. This is Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death, and my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. And our New Testament text comes from the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Rome, chapter 8, verses 18 through 27. Paul writes, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it in hope. That creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Here ends the reading. Please join me in a word of prayer. God of wisdom, we humble ourselves before you, recognizing that you know more than we know. And so we pray you would send your Holy Spirit to help us understand your word, your very self and character, and how it is that we might draw near to you. Inspire us this day. Breathe in us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Lament. Lamentations. Even though there's an entire book called Lamentations in the Bible, I confess it's not one that I turn to very often. I didn't grow up in a tradition that embraces lament. I have a family that holds emotions a little more inward. So sometimes if I cry, I apologize for crying. I'm so sorry I'm crying. And bursts of anger are seen as highly inappropriate. There's something that Japanese culture does not necessarily burst forth in anger. It's that stone face thing. And even in my church upbringing, I grew up in the United Methodist Church and went to Presbyterian Youth Group and went to Westminster Woods. I don't remember a lot of this lament thing. And I recognize that I am probably not alone in this. Theologian Soon Chan Ra, a professor at North Park Theological Seminary in Chicago, is studying the church's tendency to avoid lament. For example, he went through the Christian Copyright Licensing Inc., the same people who we get our licensing for the songs we were just singing. And there's a whole database of all the songs that have been, you know, registered there. He found four songs he would classify as lament. Even in our hymnals, lament represents a very small percentage of the content. The blue hymnal doesn't even have a section. There's some songs that might fit there. However, the new one that we're in the process of purchasing, and there's a little purple slip, there's your ad, we can get hymnals, has a category titled Laments and Prayers for Healing. I remember trying to lead worship the Sunday after 9/11. What songs to sing? Everything felt inappropriate. As I recall, we ended up with a lot of silence and more instrumental music that day. So what is this lament thing? Scripture suggests that lamentation is an act of worship and of prayer. In the book of Psalms, there are about 40% of all the Psalms are Psalms of lament. Not quite a third, but almost a third. There are also prayers of lament and lamentations in the prophets like Jeremiah and Ezekiel. And so today I want us to look at lament in Psalm 13. Psalm 13 starts out, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How..." "How long will you hide your face from me?" It's brutally honest. It's one of the characteristics of a lament. It's directly addressed to God. It's not saying that God doesn't exist, but it's like, okay, God, where are you in all of this? Dominique Gillard, who's the executive pastor at New Hope Covenant Church, writes this: "Lamentation is uncensored communion with God. It's that visceral worship where we learn to be honest, intimate, and humble before God. Lamentation is both an acknowledgement that things are not as they should be and an anguished wail, beckoning the Lord to intervene with righteousness and justice." How long, O Lord? How long must I bear pain in my soul, have sorrow in my heart? How long? Brueggemann, the prominent Bible scholar, says that lamentation becomes credible speech. Credible, believable speech when communities are able to tell the truth about themselves and the world. But it happens because there's already some theological underpinnings in place. One, it assumes a relationship with God that is deep enough and close enough to speak directly to God. The relationship is already there. And two, there's an underlying faithfulness to God and trust in God's covenant promise that God is going to listen and that God has promised goodness. How long, O Lord, is not an expression of doubt, but an expression of deep trust. To say that I can come to God with brutal honesty. Verse 4 says, "My foes will rejoice because I am shaken." In this lament, there are even the confession of honest doubts. The times of feeling insecure. The times of moments of despair. I think it's because laments are not about how to. They're not, don't doubt and have faith. They're much more emotional than that. It's about expressing. And so laments serve as a corrective to an overly rationalistic view of faith, something that we Presbyterians are really darn good at. And many laments, not all, do end with a turn to hope. Verse 5, I trusted in your steadfast love. So looking backwards to say, I have trusted in the past, and my heart shall rejoice in your salvation, that there is hope into the future. There has been hope in the past, and there will be hope in the future, even if the present moment feels like it is without hope. Flipping to the New Testament in the book of Romans, reflecting on the world that is and the hope that that will be. Romans verse 21, that creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay. Notice that God's salvation here is not only for personal sinners. It's not just putting me and God back together, but it's redemption of all of creation, of all the systems and structures and institutions of creation itself. We know that creation has been groaning in labor pains. It hurts. But there's something else coming. But again, only after acknowledging that pain does Paul point us to the spiritual truth. Who hopes for what is seen? We hope for what we do not see. Embracing the doubt that we don't have all the right words to pray. Embracing the doubt that we don't have all the solutions for racism, for gun control, for poverty, for how we harm our earth. But we can groan and we can lament. And when we groan and lament and we don't even know the words to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Or perhaps the only thing we can say is, how long, O Lord? So when we hear about yet another school shooting, maybe our prayer is, how long, O Lord? I've heard from you a range of responses after this last incident in Florida. There's the anger, I've had enough of this. There's the confusion. Will we ever get out of this? There's the sadness and the sorrow and the brokenheartedness. And then there's the frustration and the impatience. How many times do we have to see this? What lament means is we can take all of that and any of that to God and cry out to God. It's a cry that says we are longing for change and we long for it to come sooner than it is because we want the world to be made right. And the very act of aiming, of naming, and even emoting lament is an act of confession and a necessary part of hope and justice. Again, the pastor from Oakland writes, why lament? Because paradoxically, often the best way to cure pain is to engage it. Lamentation prevents us from becoming numb and apathetic to the pain of our world and to those whom we shepherd. Lamentation begets revelation. It opens our eyes to death, injustice, and oppression we had not noticed. To live without lament is to live an unexamined life. And so I ask us to lament this day, not as an act of hopelessness, but as an act of hope for what we have not seen yet, but what we long to see. And so I'm going to ask David to come up and play some music. And Diane has set up these beautiful strips of cloth. I'd invite you, as you feel led, to come up and to write down. I'm going to look at my notes. Okay, I'm going to read what I actually wrote. Not what I wrote. Somebody else wrote. As counterintuitive as it may seem, may the work of lament be the fuel for your empathy. Remember, you have the freedom and power to name injustice, and that, in crying out, expose it to the light in which it cannot survive. Let the act of grief move us rather than stymie us. I invite you to write words that represent an injustice for which you feel particularly angered or concerned, that needs contact with the waters of love and justice. You can write more than one if you wish. You can even just simply write the word injustice. But I invite you to come forward and lament with what God has put and broken on your heart this day. Let us worship and lament.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.